This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, producer Hope, and we hope you have a great, no-drama-free gathering with your family and friends. Sometimes the subject comes up and it gets heated over the food, and then the meal is ruined. Let's hope it doesn't get there. One thing you might be talking about if you're getting married is like, okay, should I have a bachelorette party or should I do it solarette? Do you hear about this new trend? Solarette?
Are you making that up?
No, seriously.
It's solarette?
Yes, instead of a bachelorette party, you just do it solo, so there's no drama. You don't worry about the bridesmaid and you keep the cost down. You just go on a trip by yourself. You're getting married.
I cannot imagine ever doing that. I mean, I've gone on vacation by myself. You can do that anytime. You get one bachelorette trip to go out with your friends and celebrate you and your bridal party. You could go on vacation by yourself anytime you want. I could never do a solarette trip.
You want to be with your girls. You want to have fun. It's a new trend. It's all about saving money. Everybody's trying to save money, cut costs, and keep drama low. Because it's hard sometimes to book the trip together. Who can make it? Who can't make it? It's a new trend. Well, I mean, I'm thinking like Morgan is keeping her wedding very simple.
Yeah, 20 people.
So maybe for a bachelorette party, she don't want it. A solarette party would be good for her.
She wants a tea party, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want any friends there. It's just going to be me, my mom, and my sister.
So that's like a familyette.
Yeah.
Right? I'm making up a new
world. Oh, my gosh.
I'm making up this new world. Right?
Okay. I was going to say, please tell me that's not one I... Okay. So familyette.
It's kind of beau phonics. Yeah, I did just make it up. But
oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, okay, now is this a thing too that I'd never heard of?
Is solarette for you? Are you going to be talking about that over Thanksgiving Day dinner? Whatever conversation comes up, let's all keep calm so we can enjoy the meal.
You know, someone has to be the master defuser at the table, and we're going to get into that next.
Dan and Shay going to be the Macy's Day Parade. Can't wait to see and hear them and maybe use that as a subject in case it gets a little cray-cray at the Thanksgiving Day table. Just bring up Dan and Shay and the Macy's Day Parade. We're going to get more into diffusing during the holiday meals next. During the big family meal tomorrow, do you ever say, okay, no hot topics that's going to set everybody off? We don't want any arguments. You just want to enjoy the meal.
Yeah, I am master diffuser of any table. Conflict to me is so hard to watch in front of me that I just naturally go into, let's change the subject. I don't know if it's because I'm the oldest. I don't know where I got this from, but I can't stand to watch people argue and debate in front of me. It makes me nuts. And for us, it's generational, right? Older generation always has different takes on things than the younger generation. And everybody at one table.
So how do you diffuse? What subject do you go to?
Sports.
Sports?
Yeah. And this is a big year for the Bills, so I'm going with that in my pocket. I'm going to be like, what do you guys think of the Bills and the Lions, right? Wouldn't that be great? Change the subject to sports or your favorite movie you just saw. Have that in your pocket, right? Or a memory. You guys remember back when, like, have this random memory ready to go where you can just spurt it out and get everybody and just take that train right off course.
I wonder if it's a mom thing because my mom goes through and anytime I get baited by my family members, like they like instigate for me to start an argument and I give in. I just, I get instigated and I go right for it. And my mom's like, okay, so the dinner rolls are ready. She's switching out. She's breaking out the conversation.
And let me put one in your mouth right now to shut it.
That's she's right. like, shut up, Hope. Shut up.
TJ Bone, producer Hope, at your B Morning Coffee Club. Got a text from TJ yesterday. It's like some long form or something. My eyes, I can't even see. I'm like, how many pages is that? And what is that about? So I'm like, what is it? She goes, oh, that's my rebate. Getting a new dryer. You're all excited about that.
Well, it was just a couple days ago that Jennifer Lukey broke the story, at least as far as I was concerned, that New York State will pay up to $840 to help you get an electric dryer if you currently have a gas one. And I was like, I can't stand my gas dryer. It's old. They're expensive. And so why not? So I put in for it. And I got my certificate yesterday via email. It was super simple. If you guys want the link, because it's like a really long New York State website, you can text the word dryer into our text line right now, and it'll send you that link right to your phone. If you qualify, you get it, and it's kind of nice. Then you go up to Orville's, and you can pick out your dryer.
Enjoy. 585-252-WBEE. Just text the word dryer, and we'll send you the link. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're always here. We got your back. We're here to help, including you got friends and family coming to visit. And after you hang out a little bit, after you eat together, it's like, what else are we going to do? How about checking out some really cool locations that you've seen in movies and TV shows? There's a lot that's been filmed around here.
Yeah. Did you know famous Thanksgiving movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles filmed right outside of Rochester over here in Batavia?
Really?
Those aren't pillows.
Yeah.
You've got the hotel over in Niagara Falls where Jim and Pam got married.
Okay.
You've got over in Olcott on the way to Niagara Falls, A Quiet Place 2 was filmed over there. You've got in front of the Eastman School of Music right here on Main Street, The Amazing Spider-Man was filmed right here in downtown Rochester. You want to take a little drive over to the east side, head over to Seneca Falls. It wasn't filmed there, but the town of Seneca Falls is based on Bedford Falls, which is from It's a Wonderful Life.
There you go. You're looking for something to do with family and friends, first-time visitors especially, or maybe previous visitors, but you've never gone and looked. It's a fun way to look at our surroundings that Hollywood's been here shooting the shots, and you get there, you're like, I remember that. You get to play Did You Know Hope? That's what you get to do with your family and friends. We're here to help you at your B Morning Coffee Club. Gathering with family and friends this holiday season. Do you have any traditions you do every year?
There's a new tradition I really want to try, and Morgan's on board with me, but I haven't really pitched it to the other members of the family. I found it on TikTok, of course. And it's to make your own, everybody, it's like you set up this craft table, which you know how I love crafts, and you make your own little Christmas house. And like you can
like put a gingerbread house?
Well, yeah, except you got paints and glitter and stones if you want to make stones. And
so you can bedazzle it.
Yeah. And so, of course, in this video, they have like 50 million different things to make one of these little houses. And then you have that every year for your Christmas display. I was like, oh, I love this idea.
I tried this one year.
You did?
And yes. And let me tell you how it could be really successful. I've got that for you next. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowe, producer Hope. TJ wants to start a new tradition doing houses, doing craft things during the holiday season instead of the board games. I tried that one year. If you're going adults only, guess what you need to make it more fun?
Booze?
Yes, absolutely. Got to do shots while you're making it.
Okay.
But we did it as a family thing. And you know what I had to do for it to work? Hide all the video game remotes. Because the kids, that's all they thought of was remotes. They weren't into building the house. Yeah. You got to take away the element you can't play anymore until we're done with the houses.
Okay. So, forced family fun.
Something like that.
I am the queen of forced family fun. So I have no problem hiding cell phones and remotes.
Yes. Try that. It'll work out. They'll at least participate more. Because otherwise they get bored and they just go right to the video game. Like, no, you're not done. Come back. We got a time limit. Also put a time limit on it. That helps too. So who could do the best one in 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour? I'm telling you, the attention span goes very quickly for the kids.
Gotcha.
And sometimes adults, when they're too sober, they're like, eh, I'm done with this.
We've done Bob Ross videos where put up a Bob Ross painting video and then everyone's engaged watching the same. Thinks maybe there's some Bob Ross Christmas scenes to go through and paint.
Oh, happy trees.
What's your family fun tradition during Thanksgiving? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE.